This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The acting Prime Minister wants tenants of the National Conservation Commission to pay arrears owed. MP for Christchurch South is calling for upgrades to the Oystins Bay Garden. A government senator refutes the DLP president's claim about ministerial salaries. Haiti to receive $8 million in humanitarian assistance from a UN organization, and ex-Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years for capital riot. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news just ahead. Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw is calling on tenants of the National Conservation Commission who are in arrears to pay up. Ms. Bradshaw made the statement during a recent visit to the Oystins Bay Garden to address another matter involving the NCC. She invited the tenants to come forward to make arrangements for payment.
Because we do have some challenges at NCC with the collections of the rental, rental monies, and I know that they've been aggressively trying to go after those persons. These facilities have to be maintained, and people who've been given the opportunity to operate in them also have to appreciate that. You know, they have to make that contribution back. Now, that is not to say that, you know, you don't appreciate from time to time that people fall on hard times. This is a government that through COVID took a position that when things were difficult, that we were able to meet all kinds of waivers, we were able to give people time to pay. I am simply saying that in the same way we did it for that period, we ought to do it as well for our tenants, to be able to make them come in, have a conversation with the authorities, and to work out arrangements to go forward.
Meantime, the acting Prime Minister revealed that an additional location at the Oystins Bay Garden has been identified for kiosks.
We've identified with NCC some other locations here on this site that we would like to create additional kiosks. Last night, as I said, I spoke with the others and we looked at one of the locations in the area where we are actually standing now as one of the first locations that we will look at for permitting Mr. Kimar to be able to operate here, Mr. Harris. I think that is very big of him to be able to allow us to do so. We will offer the necessary support to both individuals to establish the business. And I think that this is a model that needs to be supported because we're not trying to take a moat, but rather to empower ordinary Barbadians.
That's Acting Prime Minister Santia Bradshaw. Member of Parliament for Christchurch South, Ralph Thorne, is urging government to make upgrades to the Oystins Bay Garden. Mr. Thorne says, as one of the leading tourism destinations of Barbados, the area is in need of constant upgrades. He also feels there's a need to create better access to the beach. He spoke to media recently during a press briefing and tour of the area.
This is an important facility, and this is a message at this point to remind the government of the need to constantly upgrade this facility. A lot more can be done. We're not being greedy, but a lot more can be done. It rests on one of the most beautiful beaches in Barbados. The people who come here don't have as much access to the beach as they should have because they don't know it. It doesn't open to the side that knowledge is located. Most Barbadians tend to look at the road, but there's a very beautiful beach behind here.
Member of Parliament for Christchurch South, Ralph Thorne. A government senator has refuted claims by Democratic Labour Party President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood about the salaries paid to this country's prime minister and senior cabinet ministers. Senator Gregory Nichols insists that the salaries of senior government officials here are nowhere near what government MPs are being paid in the United Kingdom. Mr. Nichols was responding to Dr. Yearwood's post on Twitter, where he reportedly alleged that the Barbados Prime Minister receives much more than the UK Prime Minister's annual salary.
The fact of the matter is that from April 2023, the basic salary package for the UK's Prime Minister is inclusive of £80,807 for the role of Prime Minister, and in addition, £86,584 for his serving as an MP. This gives the British Prime Minister a total compensation package of about £107,391, or nearly $433,000 a year in Barbados currency, before his allowance. The Barbados Prime Minister's salary plus entertainment allowance is £281,866.37, a whopping $150,000 less than the UK Prime Minister's salary.
He called on the DLP leader to apologize to Barbadians for the tweet.
No Barbadian MP or minister gets anywhere near these sums. It's unfortunate, therefore, that Mr. Yeaworth did not give the public of Barbados the real truth about the size of the remuneration of British MP. While Mr. Yeaworth should absolutely correct the record in his misleading tweet and apologize to the people of Barbados for the misinformation, there's an important lesson to be learned. Roddy Yeaworth is not ready for prime time. He either does not do his homework and puts out incorrect statements due to ill preparation, or he's simply misleading the public for reasons best known to him, but open to each of us to conclude. Either way, this is not the behavior of someone we should entrust with the serious responsibility of running a country.
Government Senator Gregory Nichols, DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood could not be reached for a comment. There may be no quick fix to what the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society says is a shortage of some prescription drugs on the island. President of the Pharmaceutical Society, Yolande Pantin, said that most pharmacies have been unable to receive stock from overseas, a problem that is being experienced globally. Ms. Pantin explained that these shortages may be caused by distribution challenges to which there are no easy solutions.
It is not that it is going to be easily rectified if it is an issue of getting the product here, the shipping and stuff like that. Then you have to look at whether it is a manufacturing issue where the manufacturer has not manufactured the particular medication or they have not gotten a large enough order. It is not a simple process. It's a multifaceted process that it takes in order for medication to go from manufacturer to distribution to us receiving it here. So it is not a very quick fix. It has to do with different areas and how all of these areas work together in order for us to get our orders.
Ms. Pantin encourages patients to continuously check in with their pharmacist to verify whether stock has arrived.
It would be just prudent that the patients check with their private pharmacies and polyclinics to make sure that there is stock when they need their repeats. Call in first, make sure that you check with your pharmacist and they run a check and see that they have your medication so that you can collect it in a timely manner, because we cannot be sure that every month we will have what is needed dependent on how we get them on island. And it's nothing to do with Barbados per se. As I said, it's a worldwide situation where we are having stock issues on the worldwide market.
President of the Barbados Pharmaceutical Society, Yolande Pantin. Haiti is the only CARICOM country that will benefit from the $125 million US released by the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund. The monies will assist underfunded humanitarian operations in 14 countries across Africa, Asia, the Americas, and the Middle East. According to a statement issued by the organization, Haiti will receive $8 million US. UN Relief Chief Martin Griffiths, who heads the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, said that in 2023, global funding requirements have surpassed $55 billion US to support 250 million people affected by conflict, climate change, disease outbreaks, and other crises. Faced with these record needs, less than 30% of the target funding goal has been achieved. Finally, former Proud Boys chairman Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for a seditious conspiracy in leading a failed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. The sentence from District Judge Timothy Kelly is the longest given to anyone in relation to the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. Tarrio, dressed in an orange jumpsuit and orange slip-on sneakers, leaned against the lectern at the front of the crowded courtroom and hung his head as the judge handed down his lengthy sentence. Three other members of the Proud Boys leadership were also found guilty of seditious conspiracy and sentenced last week. Tarrio was found guilty in May of obstruction and conspiracy charges, civil disorder, and destruction of government property. Recapping the headlines. The acting Prime Minister wants tenants of the National Conservation Commission to pay arrears owed. The MP for Christchurch South is calling for upgrades to the Oystens Bay Gardens. A government senator refutes the DLP president's claims about ministerial salaries. Haiti to receive $8 million US in humanitarian assistance. And ex-Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced to 22 years for capital riot. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.